This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه وبعد. تفضل.
وعن أبي عمر رضي الله
وعن ابني
وعن ابن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنهما قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أحلت لنا ميتتان ودمان فأما الميتتان فالجراد والحوت وأما الدمان فالكبد والطحال أخرجه أحمد وابن ماجه وفيه ضعف. Narrated, Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, two types of dead animals and two types of bloods have been made lawful for us. The two types of dead animals are locusts and fish, seafood, while the two types of bloods are the liver and the spleen, reported by Ahmad and Ibn Majah, and this hadith has some weakness.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, salatu wassalamu ala rasulillah. This hadith, Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said two types of dead animals and two types of bloods have been made lawful for us. أُحِلَّتْ لَنَا مَيْتَتَانِ. So that means, هذا يعني أَنَّهُمَا كَانَتَا مُحَرَّمَتَانِ ثُمَّ أُحِلَّتْ. That means it was unlawful, then they became lawful. Because he's saying here, these two types of blood have been made lawful for us. So that means something have changed, and the Prophet ﷺ allowed them to use these two types of bloods and two types of dead animals. What are the two types of dead animals that he mentioned here? Fish, okay, and al-hut. Al-hut in Arabic language, could mean the small fish and could mean the big fish. فَالْتَقَمَهُ الْحُوتِ. In the story of Jonah, Yunus, when he jumped off the ship, what happened? The whale swallowed him. Al-Hut swallowed him. And he was inside Al-Hut's, inside the well. By the way, I found it very interesting to know that in modern days, there is people actually said that they were swallowed by whale and survived for 2-3 days. Then this whale spit them out after that. Have you ever looked into that online? It's common. There is several incidents reported in Portuguese and Spain. In Portuguese in particular, I read several incidents been reported of sailors and men who've been actually swallowed by the well, and they stayed for a couple of days, then they spit them out later on. You can Google Ahmed, but not now. I'm just kidding. So it's very interesting to know that. Allah knows how accurate these reporting are, but that's something just to keep in mind. So al-hut could be that well, because Yunus cannot be taken inside a small fish, that's right? So it's basically the large fish. Also, al-hut means a small fish. You remember when we're studying the interpretation of Surah Al-Kahf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَنَسِيَا حُوتَهُمَا. They forgot al-hut that they carried with them. Obviously, they're not carrying the well with them, Musa and his servant, that's right? It must be a small fish that they carry with them. So the word al-hut could refer to the big fish or small fish. Okay? Here, it means any fish. Al-hut literally means fish. طيب. Is this ruling only related to fish? Can I apply this to lobster? Can I apply this to shrimp? Can I apply this to any water snake, the one that lives and breathes inside the water? Can I apply this to eel? I love eel, especially like sushi. That's my favorite. Okay, so is that allowed? Can you do that? You have to try it, Muhammad. You have to try it. Just when you go there, ask for eel sushi. It's very nice. You look at me. Habib, would you like to try some eel? No? Okay. Okay. Anyway, try it just if you want. So can we say that this, for example, oyster, is that a fish? I don't know what marine biologists will say about that. But these are, like, let's say somebody said it's not a fish. We say it is also take the same rulings. Why? Because when the Prophet ﷺ said al-hut, he didn't limit only that to the fish. That's why we do not, nobody understand al-hut, a very specific type of fish. It means the seafood, the animals that basically live in the sea, breathe inside the sea. These are the animals that we are allowed to or spend all their life inside the sea. Some scholars define them the one who breathe inside the water, and I don't agree with that. Why? Because whale breathe outside. That's right. They go up, out to breathe, then they go down. So that's not doesn't mean necessarily to breathe, but if you take the whale outside the water, it will die. So any animals that cannot survive outside the water, we call it fish, technically. Maybe biologists will not agree with us, but technically in Sharia, that's considered fish. Any animal that you take it out, it will survive, will not die, it's considered fish. Take for instance, what do you guys think of alligator? Can we give it the same ruling of fish? Somebody said alligators spend most of their time in the water. But they can survive outside the water, that's right. Will not die, it's not like the fish. It's not like, will die. The same thing with turtles. That's right. Turtles, they stay. Turtles can stay up to 30 minutes, 25 minutes to 30 minutes inside the water without breathing. And when they go to sleep, they can go all the way to 50 minutes without breathing. They basically, the blood circulation go too slow in their blood, and their heart go in a mood of kind of hibernation, so it will not breathe fast. That will allow them to remain 50 minutes inside the water. I always, and he was wondering, how they spend the night, how they sleep, because turtles in the ocean, they sleep inside the water. They go all the way to the bottom and they sleep. So I was thinking, how they sleep? That's right. It's kind of interesting. So I asked one of my trips, I asked a marine biologist, and I said, how they breathe? And he told me, I'll show you in the night. So we dove in the night and we saw them actually in the bottom of the ocean. They land on the sand and they stick their heads out and they stick it inside the sand. It's very interesting. So their blood circulation became very slow. So they actually spend about almost 50 minutes sleeping. Then they go take one breath, then they come back, and they continue their sleep. That's how they sleep in the night. Anyway, so, but we don't call them fish because they can survive outside the sea. The Prophet ﷺ said here, the locust or the grasshopper, grasshoppers or the grasshopper and locust are Al-Jarad are two dead animals that we are allowed to eat. Here, we'll talk more about that. When we say dead, it means they died by themselves or they died by the actions of others. Let's see. You are in the sea. Okay? And you are fishing. Anybody who goes fishing? One, two. Oh, we have the professional. MashaAllah, very good. Professional too. Any other sisters? No, you go fishing? Good. So, is it common when you catch a fish, another big fish come and bite your fish? Very common, that's right. You get a red snapper, all slime shark comes and eat, caught. By the time you get it out, it's going to be what? Dead. Are you allowed to eat it? What I just said, the ruling is a dead animal died by itself or by someone else. Someone else could be the human or it could be another animal. So if the other animal killed it, you're still allowed to eat it. You got it? Or you yourself take it and you kill the animal. Yani one of the most cruel cooking is how they cook crab. You know, how they cook it. It's just very cruel. I just don't want to think about it. Because they cook it alive, actually. They take it, they put it in the pot where it's like oil or like hot boiling water while it's alive, and they just dip it inside until it dies. So you killed it, didn't die by itself. Are you allowed to eat it? Yes. So anything like that. Some people, they take the fish out, then they hit the fish with the, you know, with the hammer or like with bat, and they kill it, then they will eat it. So it doesn't matter. It died by itself or died by something else. Another animal or human being killed it, actually. You're allowed to eat it. Same thing with the locust or the grasshopper. You find them dead or you take them and you kill them. You know how they cook the grasshopper? They basically, they do the same thing. There is many ways they do it. They either boil water, then they take the grasshopper and they dump it inside the boiling water. The same way you cook your crawfish. You know, the same way. You dump it in that boiled water steam, or you take a stick and you put the grasshopper in it, then you basically barbecue it. Look who's laughing in Malaysia. What do you guys do? Okay. You do that? Not? Yeah, good. We'll talk about who eats grasshopper coming. I don't know about your mom, but there is like more than that. طيب. Here, there is a hadith. I want to pay attention to it. This hadith is very weak and is not a hadith that we can rely on, which is a hadith reported by Imam Ahmad rahimahullah and Abi Dawood that the Prophet ﷺ said, مَا أَلْقَاهُ الْبَحْرُ أَوْ جَزَرَ عَنْهُ فَكُلُوا وَمَا مَاتَ فَطَفَ فَلَا تَأْكُلُوا. That there is a hadith said that any animal that is dead and floating in the surface of the water, you're not allowed to eat. So if the animal or the fish floating on the top of the surface of the ocean, you're not allowed to eat. This hadith is weak. Okay? And Imam Ibn Hajar rahimahullah an-Nawawi, he said this hadith by the agreement of the scholars of hadith is weak. And an-Nawawi rahimahullah said, and we know for sure that the Prophet ﷺ companions in the incident of Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu, when they were traveling in Jeddah by the shore and they saw Al-Ambar, which is a big whale, dead. And the wave threw it to the shore. So what the Sahaba radiallahu anhum did, it's so big that the companion said, I went all the way on the top of it and I was inside the socket of the whale. And I entered the socket of the whale. And I have a pocket and I start basically taking all the oil out of it. I have a picture of a diver who's actually, you know, with the fins, the diver's fins are very long. Can you imagine that's, well, if you stretch him, it will be like at least 8 feet long, okay? He is taking a picture of him, and especially free divers, their fins is much longer than the scuba diver. So that free divers, it's a picture of him next to the whale. Him and the fins are smaller than the eye socket of that whale. So these animals can be huge. Anyway, so Nawawi rahimahullah said this hadith in authentic and Sahih al-Bukhari and others that they ate from it and they took from the meat of that, the carcass, or that's what they call it, of that dead whale, and they took that meat and they put it in the sun, put salt on it, and they make it like jerky, as we say today, and they ate it. And that's an animal that was floating in the sea. طيب, Before we go farther to mean into the hadith and the fiqh and the ruling of the hadith, I want to say this hadith, Imam Ibn Hajar, he said, reported by Ahmad Ibn Majah, and his hadith, and this hadith has some weakness. Why? Because this narration has a narrator by the name of Abdurrahman Ibn Zayd Ibn Aslam, and by the agreement of the scholar of hadith, he's a weak narrator. So this hadith, like this, no doubt it's weak. Tab, you might say, Sheikh, after all what you're explaining, now you're telling us weak. It is weak as a narration suggesting that the Prophet ﷺ said that. But this hadith was narrated also without Ibn Umar saying the Prophet said, as a statement from Ibn Umar. هذا نسميه في علم الحديث حديث موقوف. It's a statement by Ibn Umar said, two type of bloods, two type of dead animals made lawful for us. Question, when any companion said, this been made lawful for us, this been made unlawful for us, we've been prohibited to do that, who is the companions referring to? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's right. Because the companions will take only legislation from who? From Rasul. فَإِذَا قَالْ أُحِلَّتْ حُرِّمَتْ شُرِعَتْ. It means the Prophet told them that. We call this in ilm al-hadith, لَهُ حُكْمُ الرَّفْعِ. Take the same ruling as if the companion said, the Prophet said. So yes, the narration as a statement of Ibn Umar is authentic. The statement that says Ibn Umar said the Prophet said is weak. Yes, but in the end of the day, the one of Ibn Umar, it basically lead to what? Lead to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. That's why we consider this statement or this hadith is basically acceptable because of the other narration, which is take hukm al-rafi', we take the same ruling of as if the statement of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and it's authentic. That's why we say this hadith is acceptable and reliable. You can rely on. Tayyib, here, why it was made lawful? Because Allah said in the Quran, "Innama harrama alaykum al-maytata wad-dama wa lahma al-khinzir wa ma uhilla li ghayri Allahi bih." In Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 173, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "What's been forbidden upon you to eat is the dead animal, the blood." So the dead animal and blood are forbidden for us to consume. So from this general statement, here exception was made. These exceptions were made in regard to four things: two dead animals and two type of bloods that became lawful for us to eat, lawful for us to consume. That's why he said it's been made lawful for us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also said in Surah Al-An'am, قُلْ لَا أَجِدُ فِي مَا أُوحِيَ إِلَيَّ مُحَرَّمًا عَلَىٰ طَاعِمٍ يَطْعَمُهُ إِلَّا أَنْ يَكُونَ مَيْتَةً أَوْ دَمًا مَسْفُوحًا. Very important verse in Surah Al-An'am, verse 45. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, I don't see anything in the message or the legislation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I don't see in what have been revealed to me forbade upon us to consume any type of food except that this meat comes from a dead animal or damam masfuha. What's damam masfuha? A blood that would basically a gushing blood. The blood that gush out, the blood that spell. That's haram. That's not allowed for us to consume. In Surah Al-Ma'idah, also Surah 3, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, حُرِّمَتْ عَلَيْكُمُ الْمَيْتَةُ وَالْدَّمُ. The dead animal and blood been made forbidden upon you to eat or to drink. People in the old days used to eat dead animals and used to drink blood. And until today, there is certain culture, they believe that drinking blood, it will give you strength. It will make you youth. And even I seen some disgusting pictures of animals that specifically they believe in it. For example, this is in Thailand and even in some places in Russia and China. They take the tiger, the Siberian tiger, and they hunt it and they put it upside down against gravity. Then they go to the vein and they basically cut it for the blood to gush out in the cup. Then they drink it. And that makes you tiger, I guess. Okay? Or if you see in some practices in Africa and other places, they go and they basically stab the ball in the neck so the blood will start gushing and put it in a cup, then they drink it. Or monkeys, they drink the blood of the monkeys, very expensive. They do that in Taiwan and in areas like this. So this became absolutely haram in Islam. Also, in the old days, they used to drink blood, especially those who do magic. And until today, it's one of the common practice among magicians that they ask the person to drink blood, raw blood from an animal. So they drink it. So as the verse say, damam masfuha, a blood that basically spilled, gushing out. That made a difference between the blood that remained in the vein and the blood that comes out of the blood of the body. According to the majority of the Muslim jurists, the blood that stay inside the animal, if you eat it with the meat, it's permissible. Give you example. I like my steak rare. I like my steak, you know, rare. And steak, which is rare, still have what? Trace of blood in it. That will be allowed. What's not allowed is when the blood is out or basically pouring out and you take the cup. Or blood is separated. You take the steak, squeeze the blood in a cup and you make a cup out of blood, then you drink it. But if, as long as inside, like sometime chicken, how many times people invited me to eat chicken in their house? And you break the chicken, or brothers want a barbecue chicken for you, and you see a bit in the bone trace of blood, that's right? Does that mean the chicken haram spit it out? No. It's disgusting, but it's still allowed. Okay, but it's not haram to eat. So here, as long as the blood inside the meat or the piece, it's allowed. It's not become haram or forbidden to consume. And al-ulama rahimahullah said, there is a rule which is very interesting rule. It says, يَصِحُّ تَبَعًا مَا لَا يَصِحُّ اسْتِقْلَالًا. This rule is very interesting. They said sometimes there is things by themselves are haram, but when they are part of something else, they are allowed. يعني blood by itself haram, but because it's part of the meat, it's allowed. They said, for example, worms. You're not allowed to snack in worms. A majority of the fuqaha said it's not allowed. But if you eat a date that has worms in it, they will allow it. Another example. It's not allowed to buy something you have gharar, you have no knowledge of it. You have to be fully aware of the thing that you are purchasing. That's right. But let's say I go and I buy a car. Okay? I buy a car. So I get this car, and all of a sudden I found that there is things in the car I wasn't aware of it. Small things. There is extra cup holder, there is extra light here and there. These little things are forgiving because they are part of a big deal. That's right? So the big deal, because it's part of it, it's became allowed. But if it's by itself, it's not allowed. Are you following? So this is very effective rules. Let's say, I want to, admit, for example, al-ulama rahimahullah give also example of what? Of images. You know, if I want to buy an image by itself, will not be a lot. But you know what? I'm buying a Lacoste or buying a brand that it has a shark in it, or it has a crocodile, or it has a small image here and there. They said it be allowed because it's part of it. You following? I give another example. Let's see. We're going to put, this is, can be debatable, but I believe it's applicable in the same ruling. Let's, we're going to put a flags out there. And these flags represent the countries of the people who come to the masjid. And one of them is the Sweden flag, which is, has a cross. I'm not raising a cross. The cross is part of the flag. You see the difference? So this ruling is a very beneficial. I believe that music is not allowed. But if the music is part of something else, I'm buying a toy, I'm buying an app, or I'm buying a program, and the music comes as part of it, it's not meant for itself, I would say it's allowed. So there is many manifestation or many uses for this ruling that we use in Sharia. So one of it is here, the issue of the blood being part of the meat. طيب, as for the locusts or the grasshoppers, this is also interesting, that it is allowed to eat it even if it is dead. The fish, we talked about it before. It's allowed to eat it. And in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the hadith, in the authentic hadith, the sahabi said, I was in the company of the Prophet in seven battles, seven ghazawat, and we used to eat grasshoppers. So that's why it is a consensus agreement between all the Muslim scholars that eating the grasshoppers is allowed. Al-ulama rahimahullah made some fuqaha said, except the grasshoppers of Al-Andalus is not allowed to eat. Why? They said because it's a poison type. This grasshoppers has poison in it. So it's not because the grasshopper, because of the dharar, the harm that comes. Similar to today in modern days, in many places they basically spray these grasshopper to kill them with chemical. And I know, for example, in Saudi Arabia, an incident happened a few years back. People died because they purchased or they caught some of these grasshoppers, which has basically been sprayed by chemical to kill them. Then they found them dead, they catch them, they eat them, they die. The chemical go on their body and they died. Grasshoppers are mubah, permissible to eat. And grasshoppers is a very unique creature. Just for the record, grasshoppers been around for a very long time. Grasshopper were existed before dinosaurs and survived after dinosaurs until today. So don't underestimate the power of the grasshopper. You know? And grasshoppers are very unique animals, are very unique insects. You know, their earrings, their ear, they hear, okay? Their ears are in their bellies, in their stomach. It's not in their head. It's a very unique animal. They basically, if you look at them, there is even some people saying the concept of catapult, al-manjaniq, comes from grasshoppers, because the way grasshoppers, they basically catapulting themselves, they push the heavy part of themselves up so they jump from one place to another. Literally, they can't even fly. Grasshoppers cause billions of dollars in damages to food crops annually, worldwide. Even grasshopper doesn't eat much. It eats every day half of its size, plants. Okay? So it depends on its size, so it eats half of its size every day. But when you have basically a locust swarm, that large number, that became devastating. Just in the US and America only, every year we lose $1.5 billion in damages because of grasshopper. With all the technology that we have, $1.5 billion every year. 1 year in Kenya, grasshopper swarm came in 1954. They consumed over 200 square kilometers. Can you imagine that? 200, that's a forest. 200 square kilometers of wild and cultivated plants. Grasshoppers are also very important source of protein. Muhammad is asking me about protein that day. Okay, just in case. It's a very important source of protein. People in many parts of the world, they consume grasshoppers, they eat grasshoppers. From what I heard, I'm not sure, I don't remember if I tried once or not, but I think I did. But from what I remember, it's delicious, okay? People have been eating locusts and grasshopper for centuries. John the Baptist, even in the Bible, okay, ate grasshopper. People have been eating this a lot. It's a very common in Africa, in Asia, and down south in Mexico. They eat grasshoppers a lot. It's a, it's part of the Mexican cuisine in Kenya and so forth. By the way, every one grasshopper contain 6 grams of protein. Every one contains 6 grams of protein. I'm not trying to promote eating grasshopper here, but if you guys want to eat it, it's not a bad idea. Grasshopper is like 6 grams of protein, just one of them if you eat it. I'm saying this because some people said, oh, the prophet saying that eating grasshoppers was disgusting things. No, just different cultures. Different cultures eat different type of food. As for the two bloods that the Prophet ﷺ talk about, which is basically the al-kabid, liver, and spleen. Liver and spleen is very known to all of you. There is so much blood inside them. And what the Prophet meant, it meant you are allowed to eat them before washing them. Have you ever tried raw liver? Come on, guy. I did. And when I was young, that's like a common thing in Arabia they do. When they kill the sheep and they open the sheep guts and they take it out, they take the liver. Then they cut the liver. They just wash it with water, put salt and pepper, and you eat it sushi style. Okay? And you just eat it. So it has a lot of blood inside it. If you bite it, it will be a bloody mouth. You know, it's like that's the closest things you can get to Dracula, you know, or like vampire. Okay, so if you do that, or a spleen, that it has a lot of blood in it when you eat it. Doctors will tell us, be very careful with eating liver, because liver is basically filter. That's right, doctor. So it's not a very safe thing to eat it this way, I would assume. That's right. Not raw, definitely. But, you know, it's just in some culture they do that. I guess their immunity system is very high. But anyway, when you bite it, there is a lot. It's liver is a lot. There's a lot of iron, as far as I know, because it's a lot. It's basically blood. But in any way, it is not a forbidden. Somebody said haram because the blood inside it is so much. Because it's inside. It's not like a gushing blood. That's why it is permissible. The next hadith with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I guess we'll stop here, inshallah. The next hadith is very simple. I will just go over very quickly. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "إذا وقع الذباب في شراب أحدكم فليغمس ثم لينزع." Now we'll keep it for next week, inshallah. like more to talk about it. Thank you very much.